one, a new named storm. Storm Jocelyn is on its way, and with it, an orange wind warning for counties most impacted by last night's Storm Isha. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses remain without power this lunchtime, with Donegal, Mayo and Galway worst affected. Gardaí are advising road users to be careful of fallen trees, debris and flooding, particularly on secondary roads. At Dublin Airport, 29 flights were cancelled this morning after 166 cancellations yesterday. Now a new status orange level wind warning has been put in place for Donegal from 6pm tomorrow to 2am on Wednesday. A similar warning is in place for Galway and Mayo also from 6pm to midnight tomorrow. The rest of the country will be under a yellow warning. Well, Brian Tapley of ESB Networks is on the line with more on the situation in relation to getting power supplies back up and running. Brian, thanks for speaking to us now. I know you've been making the point earlier today that this is one of the severest storms in terms of power outages that we've seen in a decade.
Afternoon, Brian. Yeah, we've 155,000 customers still without power. 50% of that, those customers are in the northwest of the country, but an awful lot of other parts of the country are affected, in particular Donegal, Mayo, parts of Galway, Sligo, and when you go down south into kind of Killarney and parts of Cavan, Monaghan. So to put it into comparison, I suppose the northwest, nearly 30% of our customers in the northwest are without power at the moment. So this is a multi-day restoration effort, and if you look at the peak numbers of about 235,000, it's definitely over the last 10 years we've had about 21 major storms, and I'd say the impact of this is probably in the top five of all this, of all those storms. So it's a big effort to get everyone back.
So as we speak, how many teams have you got out and about reconnecting homes and businesses, and what's the expected duration of this operation? When might the final reconnections be made?
So we've all really from first light this morning, all our crews were kind of damaging, assessing and dealing with extreme danger calls. And since they've done that, we're now beginning the restoration effort, and we've deployed all our crews to the most impacted areas. We've also drafted in some of our contractor mm-hmm. partners that we have. So all resources are kind of deployed, and we'll continue to do that. We'll get a large number of customers back today, but it will be multi-day effort before everyone's back. And then I think you mentioned earlier there's a storm forecast for tomorrow. Unfortunately, that's hitting the worst impacted counties or region in the northwest. Mm-hmm. So that's only going to hamper restoration efforts really, and it'll slow us down, and probably we'll have new customers out as a result of that.
Yeah, and would you be concerned that perhaps power lines that have been weakened as a result of Storm Isha could be cut from this next storm?
Yeah, like you would be concerned that some network has survived, you know, fallen timber and trees, and with a second storm coming at us, it'll be the final blow, kind of. So two storms in the space of 2 days is never good. So I'd be very concerned. Also concerned that we would see if customers come across fallen power lines, that they don't approach them, they treat them as live and contact our emergency contact number, which I'll share, which is 1800 372 999. And if someone wants to find out if they're part of an outage or when they're likely to have their supply restored, powercheck.ie or the ESB Networks website, mm-hmm. esbnetworks.ie, will give you that information.
Very good. Brian Tapley from ESB Networks, thanks very much for that. Well, for more on the impact of Storm Isha on the northwest of the country, we can talk to Brian Cannon, who's Director of Roads and Transportation with Donegal County Council. Brian, thank you for talking to us. We were just hearing there from the ESB, from Brian Tapley, that fully half of those homes and businesses still without power are in the northwest of the country. What's the situation in relation to transport and particularly blocked roads?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. We had a significant impact from Storm Isha right from early yesterday afternoon, where there was localised instances of spot flooding. And then we had quite a number of trees down in the period between 6pm and 9pm, which was in effect before the red warning came into in effect. Our crews dealt with some instances of trees down blocking roads yesterday evening before the red warning, and then they had to retreat back to base until the danger of the red warning had passed. Our crews have been back out this morning, and many of the main routes in the county are now clear, and they're working down through the secondary roads to ensure that we get those reopened. However, there is one main road within the county that still remains closed, and that's the R245, the Remelton Road in Letterkenny towards Milford and Remelton. It remains blocked. There's a number of trees down there, and they're entangled with AIR and ESB networks cables. All agencies are at the scene trying to deal with that. But there are also some trees that have been weakened at that location by the storm, and given the further warnings, they're also being dealt with at this time. So it's likely that road won't reopen until 5 o'clock this afternoon, but there is a good diversion in place.
And this further orange level warning now for Donegal from 6 p.m. tomorrow, what would be your concerns around that?
Well, absolutely, as you were discussing with Brian Tapley there, the fact that either trees or structures that may have been weakened by Storm Isha, that they could now fall during Storm Jocelyn. In perhaps the lull period between now and then, we would ask landowners and property owners to check trees on their property, especially trees along the roadside, or their structures, to see if there are any areas of concern that maybe are unstable, and they may be able to do some fixes in advance of the orange warning coming into effect tomorrow evening.
Brian Cannon from Donegal County Council, thank you for that. Let's go south now to Galway, where the public have been urged to stay away from fallen power lines. Last night, a high voltage power line in Carnmore on the outskirts of the city was damaged. The council says it came dangerously close to coming down. Rachel Lowe is senior engineer with Galway County Council. She's on the line now. Rachel, thanks for talking to us on the News at One. You've been out and about visiting some of the sites affected by the storm overnight. What have you been seeing?
I've been out on site all morning, Brian, including at the location that you just mentioned. The R339 Galway to Monavay Road remains closed at Carnmore East. The ESB are out there at the moment trying to address the high voltage power line. We would hope to open that road to traffic again tomorrow. This evening or early tomorrow morning. Our main impacts were inland, fallen trees, fallen power lines and poles, fallen telephone lines. Some of our crews were out as early as 2 a.m. Just this morning, trying to get signage and traffic management installed before commuters left for work. So it's been a long day already for our crews out and about. Since then, it's pretty much been non-stop activity, removing debris, removing trees, liaising with ESB and AIRCOM, installing and removing traffic management as required. It's very much a dynamic situation. We're still receiving reports in as we speak of fallen trees, and we will be attending to those. It will take a little bit of time. It will take the rest of the day and indeed into tomorrow to do that. And unfortunately, it seems like we're not going to have much of a respite before Storm Jocelyn arrives tomorrow.
And at the moment, are most of the major routes in the county open, passable?
Generally, the major routes are all open, except for that R339 that I've just mentioned. We did have a closure last night on the N59 at Kylemore in Connemara, but that was reopened relatively quickly. We do have signage up where there are diversions, and we would encourage people to follow that signage and not to attempt to get through any of these closed roads.
And just a word about what's coming at us tomorrow, Storm Jocelyn. What are your concerns around that?
Well, we have, as Brian mentioned, we have a lot of trees damaged already by the storm. I've been out this morning. We've just cleared a road between Abinacmoy and Monavay, and we can see already that there are other trees in the immediate vicinity that have been damaged and may indeed come down. I suppose the message that we would give to people as well is that even when the storm is over, the impacts and the effects can linger and take a little time to resolve. So unfortunately, Storm Jocelyn isn't going to give us any respite this time. So just to encourage all road users to be to exercise care and caution.
All right. Rachel Lowe, Senior Engineer with Galway County Council. Thank you very much for that.